Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Welcome back. We have a special guest tonight on the podcast. Welcome back for the third time, comedian and musician, Jesse Jetski Johnson, part three.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Thanks for coming. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
We all showered, too. Everyone smells fresh, because I noticed Chelsea had a soapy, shampoo-y, nice smell. And you shower. How often do you shower?
I shower every day, sometimes twice a day.
Why twice a day?
If I exercise.
Really?
Yeah, do you exercise?
I haven't in a while. And I didn't think you were going to ask me that because I noticed on some pictures people said that I've gained some weight.
What pictures?
I can't name specifically. Can you hold on? I need my tobacco real quick.
Oh, he needed tobacco. Baby needed tobacco.
I needed tobacco. Hey. You shower every day too.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, how many times a day do you shower?
Once every 2 days. Oh no. Look at that reaction. Am I supposed to go every?
Well, the thing that's weird to me is how routine you are. Every 2 days you shower? On the dot?
I think I used to shower more than I do so now, but I think the older you get, you just don't care as much.
I feel opposite.
What are you talking about?
Like, the older I get, the more I take care of myself.
Really?
Yeah. I brush my teeth a lot more now.
Really?
Yeah, I use, I just got a water flosser.
Oh, my God. Yeah, your teeth look, nice and healthy. So, have you always been that way?
No. I always brush my teeth, but I never, flossed. But now I'm, flossing.
You're flossing?
I'm showering when I exercise.
So, do y'all prefer showering or baths?
Both. I like both options.
Because I thought, I don't want to generalize, but for the most part, I thought women like to bathe, to do the bathing more in a bath.
I think men like it. They just feel like societally they can't bathe.
I mean, I love baths. I'll soak in there, yeah.
Wait, how many times a day do you bathe?
I don't, dude. Do you see how dirty my bathroom is?
I've never been in there, and I won't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funky in there, yeah. I would not bathe unless I did the whole bleach and really, scrub.
Yeah.
And then you're single living now. You live on your own. How do you like your new place?
I love it. I'm starting my own podcast, by the way. I moved my...
Can I be a guest?
Yeah, please. I was going to ask. Thank you. It's like this.
Okay. Can I be one of the first 10? Just
first 10,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And then have me on before my brother, because I know you're blah, blah, blah.
Well, he said he'd do episode 20, and I said, that's going to be a bad look for you, because Andrew said he'd do episode 1. So then he's like, well, then I have to do 2.
Well, put me in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, I will.
So what's the name of, this is good, because this is good promo.
Yeah.
Or what's about to happen.
Is it okay if I talk about
this is why you're here. This is the exact, one of the reasons why, because it's like, yeah, this is a platform for you to,
It's going
to
be called Jet Fuel, and like your podcast, because I live alone now, I turn the bedroom into a podcast studio.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
called the GB Weeby Show.
Or the Jet... I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind at all. How did you... what do you enjoy about living on your own? Because you were living with an ex before, right?
An ex and 4 to 5 roommates. There was a shed where people would keep moving in and out of the shed. I think I have, I don't know, sometimes, because it was infested, and I can sometimes, I feel like I see things crawling in the corner of my eye now.
Like, what do you mean infested?
Bugs.
What kind of bugs? Cockroaches? Yeah. Oh, we got cockroaches here.
Maybe no, we'll not like I had. We had them, like, you could see them everywhere.
Oh, so you had, like, the baby ones, the medium ones. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
So you had the colony.
Yeah. It was like a living nightmare. I hated living there. And rats.
Can I tell you?
We had mice and rats.
So you had mice, too?
And the mice were bittersweet because they ate the roaches.
Where did you live?
Is this an insane thing?
No, yeah, it is. To me, it is. Where did you
anyway,
live?
So anyway, I wake up now, and it's like my beautiful neighborhood, and there's no, like, roommates bothering me, and there's no bugs or rats.
How did you find your spot? I mean, wasn't it hard to find spots in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I looked for about a year. I just go on Zillow every night.
And so you're on Zillow. So that's how you find it.
Yeah, I love Zillow. I still go on there sometimes just to look at what's
and so
out there.
So did you kind of boil it down to like your top three choices? Like, what made you choose this spot over the other ones?
Price and location, and like I would sit and think about like where I wanted to live, you know.
Where? Oh, you don't have to say the street address, but where? What? Like what?
Thank you.
Like, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. But like, is it east, west, or north of here?
Oh man, Wait, I could do this. It's not west. It's not east. It's north.
So, Burbank area.
Yes.
Okay. Is that a safe?
Yeah.
Okay. That's safe to say?
It's safe to say.
Okay. So, did you go to that awesome IKEA to get your, to furnish some
no,
of your,
okay. It's funny you ask. What a good question. I actually.
Really?
Yeah. I got a lot of furniture donated by other comedians. Like
really?
Richie. Shout out Richie. He used to work at the stores. Kind of. He has crazy stories about him. Legend. But he gave me some like stool. Like, okay. When the Comedy Store had the 50th year anniversary, they revamped the store. So I got some stools from there and a little table.
Oh, dang.
And then my manager gave me a couch that used to be Sebastian's couch.
Really?
I barely know Sebastian Maniscalco, but I have his couch.
Oh, that dude's OG. He's an Italian guy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's OG.
He's
yeah,
like,
Sebastian.
You can't get more Italian.
Yeah, you can't get more Italian than that.
Yeah.
So you have furniture.
And then Anthony Jeselnik gave me a bunch of like... He was sponsored by Helix.
Really?
So he didn't want the free bed they were giving him, so he gave it to me. I have a brand new king-size bed.
You know him, Anthony Jeselnik? You know him?
I know him.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, because he's like... He's,
I used to feature for him on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because isn't he one of like the bigger, well-known... Like, isn't he like Comedy Central and all that stuff?
Yeah, he was on Comedy Central.
Okay.
He's very famous.
Okay. How did you meet him?
Parking his car.
Oh, wow. And then he was just cool to you the whole time?
Yeah, like, and he recently, like, went on when his special came out, he talked shit about, like, almost every comedian in the scene, and then didn't talk shit about me and gave me a special thanks in his special. And I was like, dude, I wish you should have talked some shit about me.
Wow.
He kind of singled me out, you know?
He must have really, like... Took,
I don't. I think it was
liking to you.
No, I think it's more offensive the way he did.
Oh, so because that's kind of like you want to be a part of the,
yeah,
the crew.
I feel like he's like I'm not.
It's almost like a gang initiation. You didn't get jumped in.
Yeah, he talked like, shit about everybody except for me.
Well, I don't know. Did you ask him why he never did?
No,
talk
I just feel
shit,
like
or,
no, I haven't seen him in a while.
So some of the furniture is directly from the Comedy Store.
From the Comedy Store.
But and then the Comedy Store, I'm not trying to scare you.
Haunted.
Supposedly is haunted.
No.
So some of that haunting, do you think, is there any supernatural stuff occurring?
No, because I grew up Wiccan, so I saged the place. And
Wait, you grew up what?
Well, are you doing a spell on me?
Wait, no, hold on. Wait, no. Sorry. That's not a spell.
I think that laugh might have piqued the audio. It looks like you're doing magic on me.
I don't know.
Can
what
you
this
put
no,
those
no, 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 because you
put
said
mine down
this
you
is a defense
down.
Mechanism because that I got threatened by because the Wiccan thing because I'm like, do you have spells?
Do not
so this
point
is,
that at me.
So I'm doing this my Harry Potter shit to defend against the Wiccan thing. So tell us about that's interesting to me. Tell us about the Wiccan thing.
My dad is Wiccan and my parents are divorced, so every other weekend I'd be Wiccan.
What is
or
that
pagan?
Mean? Oh, pagan. How did you? What is that? Can you define what that is? What is Wiccan? Or pagan?
Like God is in nature.
Oh, that's what it
it's
is.
It's like a really simple way to describe it, I guess.
There's no like blood sacrifice no. or demonic stuff.
There's like Satanism, but that's not what we did.
So what did you guys do?
Like you know how Catholics drink blood and eat flesh symbolically?
Yeah, but it's
paganism. Usually, pagans will like eat cake and drink ale, but then we like give it back to the earth.
Really?
So like if you had a little cookie, you would eat like part of it, but not all of it, and you crumble it back to the earth. We'd have church like outside, like in parks.
Really?
Yeah, and it would be called Circle.
Do you use tarot cards?
Tarot cards big in my childhood.
So
pendulums.
What does that signify, the pendulums?
Pendulums, like a game, like if you have a board and one side's yes and one side's no.
Ouija board.
Yeah, we put, those are all like more like fun games, but we had Ouija boards.
But pendulum is similar to a Ouija board?
Kind of. Yeah, it is similar in the sense of like you're kind of just thinking of a question and then something will. But it's all just fun games, I think.
So there's nothing like evil involved with.
Not the
Wiccan.
Way I was raised. I was raised, if you do spells, you can't do them on other people.
Wait a minute. Who's talking about spells here?
I did a lot of spells.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let's talk about, like,
don't
what?
Do
wait, I'm
that.
Sorry, dude. Hold up, man. I don't know why I'm getting so defensive with this.
It looks like
wait,
you're
hold
doing
up,
magic.
Hold up. So, what kind of spells did you...
Like,
grow
I
up
would
learning.
Do spells like we do circle and write on our will, like a piece of paper, what we wanted in the spell, and then we burn it in a cauldron. And I'd write down stuff like, I want an Xbox.
Oh my God. Dude, that's a funny bit. Do you use that in your act?
No, I don't know
you
how to
should,
talk
dude,
about
you
it.
You should, dude, that's funny.
Maybe. I
yeah,
don't know.
That's
I feel
funny.
Like if I said that on stage, like, hey guys, say, I did spells, and then the crowd's just like, she's talking about
no but the punchline is that like the Xbox
it's just you, praying but way more fun
but it so that's what you wish for it's, just
yeah I would wish for stuff like that it would be like a you know I wish I would fit in at school like it's like praying
really
yeah but with fire
because I grew up watching movies like The Craft remember The Craft
yeah I mean we watched The Craft
were they Wiccan they weren't Wiccan they were evil right
they were but that movie's fun because they were doing spell like stuff together and but they were doing it on other people and
like
what
light
happened
as a feather
that?
Like remember the light as a feather
yeah.
thing so are there spells you could put on people
there that's like in The Craft they did that and bad things happened to them you're not supposed to mess with other people's stuff but here's an example of like say you have to be specific when you're wishing for things because say you want more money
yeah
and you wish for more money you could walk outside the next day and find a dime on the ground and then your spell came true.
Can you get more specific?
You have. That's the whole point. Is like what you're wishing for. You have to be very specific.
So you, if you say, "I want $450 million," and that's a specific a dollar amount. look at the way my intern looked at me. Like she's thinking, if you get that, you better give me a few raises, son. She's like, "Yeah, that'll be the day." I would hook you up so freaking hard, dude. You would be one of the first to get a raise. You know, you yeah. would be hooked the hell up, dude.
But I taught you how to do it.
Okay, so let's talk about
so I would get some of that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because
dude.
I taught you.
I would buy
you
a condo.
That's it?
Whatever, a house, a cool house.
Okay, cool house is good.
With 450, yeah. Right?
That's all right, yeah.
Okay, so do you, okay, so I'm getting this from movies. Don't you need a photograph of the person and like put it in a circle or something like that? Or candles, like, or that's. In the
a
movies?
Photograph of the person.
Yeah,
wait,
the person you want to cast a spell on.
No, you don't cast spells on other people.
But or, how come it's all in the movies and stuff?
Because that's like... movies. It's like you, and every time they do that in the movies, what happens? Bad things.
To the person who casted it?
Yeah.
So is that breaking the rules of Wicca and casting spells? That's breaking rules.
Yeah, like karma's a big thing. You know, you know what karma is, right? Karma, like, the good you do comes back to you, and the bad you do comes back to you.
Okay, so if you give money to the needy or the homeless, then that's a good deed.
Good karma,
and
yeah.
And then that will come back. And then, but if you steal, then
you might get stolen from.
But when, and you never know when it's gonna happen. Huh?
Never know when. It's like an acid flashback.
Oh God. Yeah. Okay. So
that was my hell. My hell was like bad things might happen to you if you do bad things. Like, whereas, like, if people raised Christian,
yeah,
were, like, taught, like, if you do bad. But my grandma on my mom's side is very Christian, so I grew up with Christian religion, too.
So, Wicca and Christian.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's pretty cool combo.
Yeah. And yeah. The Wiccan thing always makes people go, whoa, because not many people know what it is. And growing up, I felt very isolated because nobody at my school knew what it was, and I didn't even talk about it because I was afraid to talk about it.
Did you dress in like all black gothic gear?
No, I didn't, but my parents, my dad and my stepmom have like robes.
They have robes? Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
They're cool though.
Well, what?
Yeah, they're cool. They just went to Scotland and they got me this hat.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Is it? It's not too loud?
No. It's cool. It's cool.
You know what they like? Because I'm tired of wearing my glasses and I thought maybe I could switch up my look.
No, that's so great. That's
instead
great.
Of the pink glasses.
So that's from Scotland?
Yeah.
So your roots are from Scotland.
But they just went to Scotland.
But I thought they're... okay, so they're not Scottish.
Oh, that's racist.
No, I'm not. Dude, I'm... No.
They just took a trip to
okay,
Scotland.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All your white friends, if they go anywhere
that's like
in
me
Europe,
saying
you're like...
me going to China, so you're Chinese.
Yeah. If you were like, my mom went to China, I'd be like, oh, so your mom's Chinese?
I apologize.
Thank you.
So you never cast spells on people?
No. You're not supposed to. I mean, I feel like you could do like... we did healing spells...
So that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, like someone was sick, and so we all, like, in the church group, I guess you call it, we all, like, did a healing spell where we burned a candle, and we all just kind of held hands and, like, thought about that person being healthy.
Okay, that's a good thing, though. I mean, that's...
I don't see anything wrong with that.
So what do Wiccans believe about the afterlife?
Reincarnation.
Really?
And also, this was just what they believe in their groups. Like, I think it's such a archaic religion that's not organized anymore that you might have Wiccans listening to this right now. Like, that's not what I believe, but that's just...
Do there'll be some Wiccan... they might comment. So we're just...
So.
Look, I know nothing about it. Please don't judge. You know, I'm just trying to find out more. We might be leaving a lot out.
Yeah.
For the most part, but it's a positive thing about nature.
God and a goddess.
That's cool.
Yeah, you ever hear about that?
So... When you get reincarnated, do you reincarnate into another human being, or like can you be an insect, like an animal?
I mean, I don't know.
Would you want to would you want to be reincarnated back into a human or like a wolf or something?
Well, I think I would want to go to like another dimension.
Dude, that's so cool. Wait, me too.
Right? Like, I feel like I don't know, but I guess being a frog is like being in another dimension.
But you know what? Because I, you know, those are like my kids too. What if we are like, okay, so that's their home, right?
Yeah.
And it's contained.
Yeah.
What if we're like the frogs in this world and people, you know, are like, we're in a tank. And people are observing us like, oh, look at him. He's eating again or he's shitting or, you know, what if, you know, there's like aliens, higher intelligence forms looking at us the same way we're looking at these frogs.
And they turn our filter off so they can record their podcast.
Dude, that's joke number two. You're on a roll.
Wait, two jokes? How long have we been recording?
Dude, that's not good odds.
One joke at 10 minutes?
That game console one is good. Can I tell you my paranoia and please don't call me crazy, but you know what popped up on my algorithm last night? I was trying to sleep. There's a video that popped up saying that we're already dead.
I've heard this theory.
So we're already dead, and we just, you know how, like, you know, like...
I think about this, like,
you do?
At least once a week. The theory is,
I can kind of relate to that. Because
some people think it was over COVID. That everyone died, and this is just, like, a fever dream, like...
So that's a theory, and then another theory is the Mayans. Remember when was that? 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
And so when that happened,
the Mayan calendar ended.
But then we shifted into a different parallel universe.
A temporal shift.
So isn't that scary? If we know, like, if we're like really like in a purgatory, or
Well, I like my purgatory.
So you don't mind it?
I don't mind it. Like, I'm kind of, I mean, I'm, like, successful in this
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, you're doing, and then that, I want to talk about, yeah, because you are on the rise.
I've thought about that, where I'm like, if this is it, I'm like, if things are going well.
If you were, so you never think about the afterlife?
I went to heaven, I think.
so you are, so that's great. So you are, that's positive. So
yeah.
So you are in your own heaven.
Yeah.
Okay, so even if we were all dead, this is your kind of utopia.
Also, if time is, like, not linear, but we experience it linear, then we are dead at the same time we're alive.
Whoa, easy there.
Don't put your spell fingers at me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Say that again? That's crazy. Write that one down, because that's, yeah, she's a...
If time is linear...
Yeah, so...
And we're
from point A to point
C. Oh, no,
C.
If time is not linear.
Oh, if it's not linear.
But we just experience it linearly.
Yeah, from point A to point Z.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Or, yeah, yeah,
or to B.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a just to B.
Z, or A to B.
Yeah.
So, but you're saying it's all over. Everything's happening simultaneously at once.
At once.
At once.
But to, like, process time. We experience it linearly, like, one after another.
Yeah. Chronologically.
Chronologically.
Yeah.
But if it's all, like, happened at the same time,
mm-hmm.
or if there is no, like... Are you writing all this down?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
That's her... Yeah, that's part of her job description. Then, she is definitely...
Then we're both... We're dead at the same time we're alive.
Okay. So... So we could be dead and alive at the same time then?
Is not can't we can be, we are.
So okay. I have to really
We're also
think about
being
that one.
Born at the same time.
So what happens when you actually die?
You're
like
being,
your physical form.
You're being born. Oh wait.
like would you want to be, let's say you had an option, let's say you were to die and then you go recycle back, and there's like a gatekeeper that says, and they give you choices, and they're like, well, do you want to come back as someone similar to you, like Jesse Jetski part two, someone that's similar to you, like the way you look and like aspirations, or would you be like a Chinese kid that lives in Beijing or something?
I mean, I feel like you don't have a choice.
You don't?
I would just, like, go where I'm needed.
So would you want a choice if you were to get reincarnated?
Mm-mm.
So you would just be, like, random, like a random card. Here you go, you're a koala.
Yeah, I'd be like, surprise me. I would do, like, wild card. Yeah, I would do surprise me.
Do comedians talk about stuff like this on stage?
No. They're more like my wife.
Oh, yuck. Right. Okay, gotcha. Out of all the comedians, who's closest to being, like, talking about weird topics like that? Like how, you know, George Carlin was, like how he kind of was little different.
A lot of comics talk about death.
Death?
But afterlife, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know if any... I'm sure, I know a lot of comics do, but nothing's coming to mind right now.
And because you're on an upward trajectory, can you give some, like, pointers to someone who might be looking at this and looking up to you? Like, what kind of tips would you give them as far as, like, because you've obviously played your cards well as far as, like, good energy.
Yeah, you want to get something that makes you stand out, like a hat.
Okay, what else?
Or, like, glasses.
And a trumpet?
A trumpet's great.
Keep going.
Just something that makes you stand out. Like, this stands out.
Yes, I like that a lot.
I think this is going to be my new pink glasses.
It's almost kind of like, it reminds me of kind of like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, fun. Yeah. Who doesn't
fun.
Like chocolate?
Yeah.
You want the audience, you want to like remind them of something else they already like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your status now? Are you still going on Bad Friends?
I'm going to London and Dublin with them, but don't tell anybody. I'm going to be like a surprise.
But this... This is going to be on YouTube.
Well, just don't tell anybody else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They said don't tell anybody.
Okay.
But I can't keep it in because I've never been to Europe.
All right.
And so then, I'm going to go like in a couple weeks. And then
I hope you remember our conversation in the belly room, green room.
Yeah, why don't you just ask him if you can go?
I just want to be, I miss going on. Like, I would love to.
You should do a spell.
Yeah, how do I do a spell to convince Andrew and Bob? Like, hey, man, don't forget about me. I have had fun on your guys' platform.
Okay, you need to go get a candle. Go get a small candle. They're like 50 cents.
Yeah, red, white, what colored?
I like this store a lot called Glitter Moon. I love this store. Yes.
All right, write down Glitter Moon.
It makes
all
me
right,
so happy is, okay, when people
so
know this
I'm sure
store.
The females would love. Okay, what is the Glitter Moon?
It's I'm pretty confident it's owned by like three generations of women. Like a daughter, a mom, and a grandmother.
What is it?
It's what you would call like a new age store. These are stores I would go in all the time growing up. They sell all the stuff we're talking about.
Crystals,
candles, incense, sage, like all the stuff.
Oh, I got stuff on my piano probably from that store.
Yeah, all that. It's a beautiful store. It has such great energy. It just feels good. But they have candles, and there's a little list what all the colors mean. But I'll tell you this. If you're doing a spell, all that really matters is your intention.
Really?
So if you want to go to London and be with your brother and have a good time, you just think about that. Think about how you want to feel there and really visualize it and make that candle is going to be a representation of the energy, like his candles energy. You're putting that energy out into the universe.
Yeah.
And but you just want to just sit and kind of think, not think about what you want, but feel what you want to feel.
Right.
And so because that feeling is more powerful than thought.
So you have to really put yourself in that.
Yeah.
Like, what's it like riding in that plane to
visualizing
to the UK and what's it like landing at their airport and seeing the cultural shift?
And then after that, you should call him and say, can I go?
Okay. You know what? He'll be, you know what? I'll give you an answer right now. What was that, dude? What, dude? Hey, I was wondering, like, I know I haven't been on Bad Friends as well, but I was wondering like if you happen to have an extra ticket, like,
an extra ticket.
Wait. If you wouldn't mind, if I were just to go for a day or two. No, dude. Click.
No, then.
That's exactly how it would go. No, dude.
See, you're doing a spell right now.
Okay, can I do a better one?
You're doing a spell that where the spell is
so
like
that's
you
the wrong.
That he's going to hang up on you.
Okay, can I? Let's do
another one. But this time, call Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on? Hey, it's Steve. Yeah. I haven't talked to you in a while. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, just live streaming now. Yeah, just doing the YouTube thing. Yeah, but anyways, everything good. I just heard, around town that you guys are doing a Bad Friends UK thing. Oh, really? So you happen to have an extra ticket, huh? Jesse dropped out. So you have an extra ticket for me?
No, you can't do a spell on me.
Sorry. Let me redo it.
You're going to This is
my third time. Hey, Andrew, it's Steve. Yeah, I was just wondering.
Wait, call Carlos. Carlos will do it.
Yeah, I heard that you guys were going to UK and I haven't been on Bad Friends in a while. I was wondering, like, do you mind if I, come through?
Wait, what if we actually called Carlos? Right now.
Right now.
Can you hand me my phone? I'm going to see what it would be like to get you to the London. Carlos books all the plane tickets.
He does?
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
But the thing is, I haven't been on there for so long. It would be.
Well, wouldn't you want to just go to hang out?
I've never been to Europe.
Me either. Oh, wait. I called you. Hang on.
Okay.
I wonder if he'll answer.
This is fun. It's like a video game.
Jetski, what's up?
Hey, I'm here with Steve.
What's up, man?
What up, dude? How are you?
Good, how you doing? We're podcasting.
We're recording.
Oh, sick. What's up, guys?
So, Steve was wondering what are the odds that Bobby and Andrew would bring him to London with us?
Oh, gosh. I just got our hotels today.
Okay, that's good.
Let me
do...
Whoa! No, that means we're
the pain is real.
But he could stay in Bobby's room, right?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, I mean, that would. I mean, that's like what a good brother would do anyway.
You think Bobby would be down for that?
For him to stay in his room? I mean, the broom's big enough. Yeah, of course.
Dude, he's never been to Europe.
And he just...
Me too, I've never been.
I know my brother, but dude, thank you. I love you two. You guys are the best. Love you guys.
Are you and McCone sharing a room?
Of course, yeah.
Maybe Steve could stay with you guys.
It's okay.
That'd be fun, Steve.
We're just doing a little... This is just an experiment. These are like hypotheticals. These are just talking points.
He's too afraid to call Bobby and ask him. That's why we called you.
I'll text Bobby right now.
Oh my God, you're the best. Okay, thank you for trying with us.
I'll call back if he responds quickly.
Okay, yeah, call me back if he responds.
I will.
Thank you, Carlos.
You're the best, bye.
Hell yeah.
Later.
All right.
That sounded promising.
That sounded promising, folks. And for those of you watching this episode of the Stevie Weeby Show, we really know how to rattle the cage here, okay, and get things going in a more of a positive Wiccan kind of way.
Yeah.
So you heard it right there. It's documented.
It's okay. Happening.
The conversation's documented from Carlos, the homie Jesse here. So we'll have to sit back and see, you know, what it is, okay?
That would be so cool.
Do you know how irritated he's going to be with me? He's going to be like, hey, dude, I heard what you did on your podcast, dude.
He will be
so
happy.
So you want to start a war, huh?
What do you think he's going to do with me?
I don't know. No, but he, you know, you're in everyone's good graces. How does one become more, because you're so graceful the way you move about. Do I need to take a Wiccan class?
It's all magic.
Man, isn't it? Yeah. That's what you're fucking doing, man.
It has nothing to do with my personality or skill set.
No, it does, though. But you're implementing magic, too, though, right?
I think magic is energy, and I try to put out good energy.
And then you're not even bringing this up, how, like, you've been grinding, like, years at the, you know, working. Oh, damn, now he says something? You know, you paid your dues at the Comedy Store, even the mics in Scottsdale, Arizona. So it's like, it's not like it came, you know, this is just came overnight. It's like, you done paid your dues, all right? So I'm going to, you know. I have to let them know that. It's like,
yeah, let them know. Yeah. Who's this witch?
Like, yeah, you can't just be just get a bunch of tarot cards and do this, and then like...
This feels like this makes me look more witchy, like...
What?
Like Stevie Nicks a little bit.
Are you so the last 15 minutes you've been thinking about that hat.
No, now I realized
it. Are you self-conscious about the hat?
Yeah, can we try that?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask.
You did? Or do you want to?
No, I knew. I don't mind it.
That looks good on you. You look like you're in the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones or something.
Really?
Doesn't he look like, you look like you're in a ska band.
Hopefully I'll acquire some of that magic to get to the UK.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we trolled him so hard, huh?
Trolled who?
I mean, Andrew and Bob. We're trolling him pretty hard, aren't
trolling?
We?
Trolling? I thought you genuinely wanted to
go. I wouldn't mind going, yeah. I wouldn't mind going, but...
I feel like you'd like to go to Europe with your brother.
You know the reason why? Is because we follow the same football club, Arsenal FC.
Did you know I do now, too? I didn't know you did, too.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm a gunner, yeah.
Yeah, because...
I'm a gunner, yeah.
Bobby and I went to this restaurant in Australia last year, mm-hmm. and they put our phones in bags.
Really?
And so we didn't have, like, a lot to talk about. We talked about the comedy scene for, like, 10 minutes.
So, yeah, what is it like talking about to my brother? Like, what is it like talking to Bob?
Well, we end up, like, not having anything to talk about after a while. And so he usually is on his phone. But they put our phones in bags, and so anyway, the next day I started getting into Arsenal just to bond with him.
But do you really want to learn?
But then I really, really liked them, and I've never been into a sport before.
Okay.
But I actually like watching them, and we're going to see the Emirates Stadium.
Oh my God, that's fucking crazy. I have to go.
Well, I think if you went with the Arsenal angle, he would. There would be no way he would deny you.
You know what?
Because he loves Arsenal. Yeah.
And if he, you're right, and he knows, and I've been following him too.
It's not even a manipulation tactic. I think the key here is just be honest with your brother.
You know what? I'll just say this. Hey, bro. Okay, let's role play again.
Okay.
Hey, dude. You know,
I'll be Bobby.
Okay. Hey, Bob. I know. Hey, look, brother. I heard word around town says you guys, bad friends, you guys are going to Europe.
Yeah, do you want to go with us?
Yeah, I would love to. Just, you know, and I don't want to, you know, interfere with whatever infringe on the podcasting.
No, little brother, I'm going to get your ticket right
He's
now.
He's never called me little brother, but continue.
I love you. Bye.
Okay. So I just want to go to one Arsenal game and yeah.
Well, the Arsenal won't be there.
What do you mean? You're going to the Emirates, right?
Yeah, but the team is playing somewhere else.
Where?
I forget where, but it's not in London. And Carlos told me that the team said that they're really sad they're not going to be able to meet us.
What are you talking about? What stadium are they going to be playing?
They're playing
for?
Somewhere else. I looked it up if we'd get. Oh, to watch
so
game.
You're being honest. I thought you were doing some role. Are you still in the role?
No,
play?
I'm still Bobby. Oh.
No, but I can't tell.
Are I'm you? On my phone scrolling
oh.
now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what do you mean? So are they playing or are they not?
Okay,
playing?
Bye. I gotta get off the phone now.
That's pretty good.
That's Bobby.
That's Bobby. That's Bobby. That's Bobby. Oh, that's
okay, but now no, I'm no, no, now I'm me.
Yeah.
And Arsenal.
But he's done that to you. How many times has he done that to you? That
I would say twice. He hasn't done it to me. In all the times we've.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
But he does love his phone. They're playing in a different place.
Okay. But anyhow, okay, enough with the bad, you already put the good energy out there. Let's cock it. Let's focus on you and the cool shit happening in your life. Now, are you working on a new kind of act or
because
special?
I'm 6 months sober now and it's changing my whole perspective on everything. And I'm off nicotine and that makes you really angry.
Of course.
And so I'm learning how to deal with my emotions instead of self-medicate and figuring out what I want to talk about. And so I'm going through a real transformative phase in my career.
Oh, cool. And so are you getting new ideas? Are you writing new stuff? How does that work? Do you have writing sessions with other comics or?
Sometimes I do. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then do you guys share ideas or do you kind of come up with your own? How does that work?
Sometimes just getting the idea out of your head helps a lot. So if you have a friend you can riff with or talk to about an idea is good because then it's you're not just alone writing it until you're in front of a crowd of people.
Right.
So that's kind of when I meet with a friend, I'll be like, I got this idea for a joke. Can I run it by you? And just saying it out loud helps. And then maybe they go, oh, yeah, and maybe you could tag that or.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So didn't you do amphitheaters and stuff with them dudes?
Yeah, I did. We did 59 cities all across America and Canada and Australia. And they were all huge theaters and. You know, 2,000 and up, between 2,000 to 10,000 people.
So that's a step up from the OR or the belly room.
I know, but then last night I did a show at a hostel for 30 people, and everyone was from a different country.
So, so that's the life of a comic.
That made me more nervous than a theater.
What?
Because I've been doing the theater so much with them that now when I go and do these smaller bar shows when I'm not on the road, I'm I get.
So. You get nervous with 30 people opposed to 5,000 people.
Yeah. Because I did it that? So much, it became comfortable.
How does that ever become comfortable? These amphitheaters.
So when you're doing them so
oh,
much.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did the Killers That Killed Tony for a while, which was, it was regulars and people who've been with Kill Tony for a long time. We would do a theater together. So it would be five.
Really?
Four or five of my peers, we go out and do theater.
So, how long has it been since you guys dispersed? Are you still cool with the Kill Tony crowd? Yeah. And
I'm cool with everyone I've
worked
with.
Yeah, you're cool with everybody.
Well, everyone I've worked with.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I tend to work with people I like.
Yeah, and so...
You know what I mean?
No, I know... Duke, we're wrapping up here, dude. Jeez Louise.
He wants to play trumpet.
Yeah, he wants...
Is he named after Duke Ellington?
No, I don't know. No, but maybe he is now. I mean, you said it. I just thought Duke, that he was... I mean, doesn't he look like a Duke?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hear ye.
So, how's... Do you have, like, merch or stuff we could, like, plug right now, or
Jet Fuel's my podcast. It's gonna come out in the fall, and then all my shows are jetskijohnson.com.
Are you gonna get all your own, like, cameras and mics? And
it's already set up. I'm just paralyzed with fear to start.
You have all the gear and
it's ready,
and the editing stuff, and
yeah.
I
don't have Duke.
You know what that is? You know what he's saying? Pay attention to me. That's what that is.
I would pet him, but he's...
I know, but he...
Duke, come here.
I think it's because you already messed up because you pet him once. If you were just to ignore him, he would stop. But now he's like, hey, pet me more. All right, so jet ski. Let's jet fuel. That's drop. When are you going to drop? Let's give him a date.
I don't know exactly yet. In the fall.
What about in August?
End of August or beginning of September.
What are you scared? What are you scared about?
Well, it's going to evolve over time. And so, you know, I've never hosted a podcast. So I'm going to have to learn how to do that and what the show is.
It's Walk in the Park. I mean, you've done amphitheaters filled with tens of thousands of people.
Like, yeah, but you know how nervous I'm going to be hosting with one other person?
Well, who's the other host?
No, like the guest.
Oh, yeah, but that's... Well, you're doing it right now.
This is different.
What do you mean?
Because I don't really have to think.
What do you mean? You're podcasting. That's all the same shit.
No, but you're, like, asking all the questions.
All right, let's just do a quick, like, let's just say this is your third episode, and let's say the roles have reversed. Okay, I'm your guest.
Oh,
now,
no.
Go.
I see you had a fear of setting.
No. This is a good practice. just do this, and then we're going to plug all your socials and get the good mojo to the UK. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hold up. Give me a sec. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for lying.
No, come on. You can make it more than that. Thanks for coming.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay. So this is the third episode?
Cool. Yeah,
hell yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is dope. Hell yeah. Dude, I like the spot.
Do you live alone?
Yeah, you've been to my apartment, like, three times.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Steve, is it?
Yeah.
So, how'd you get the name Stevie Weeby?
That's actually a good question, because when I was doing the Monchi thing...
Wait, don't answer it yet, because I think I'll ask you that on when you're a guest on my podcast.
Okay, do another one. Do another one. You're doing good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any tips for hosting?
No, just consistency is very important. And so as long as you just do it every week and you don't miss a week, that's the most important thing. Oh, what are you nervously drinking your water for? So anyway, yeah, this is awesome. So who's your first two guests?
Hopefully it was Andrew and Bobby.
Okay, so I'm the third. So yeah. You get the little Lee on the third. All right. All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, wasn't London fun?
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I had a great time. I never had English food.
I know. There were beans on toast.
Yeah.
And you went crazy with the tea.
Oh, hell yeah.
You drank so much tea.
Oh, I love that. I love the English tea. Yeah. And yeah. Not only that, here we go.
No,
it's
my health.
Okay. I thought that was good news from Carlos and Bob. But unfortunately, it's not. So.
Radio silence.
Radio silent. You know
hey,
what?
Hey, but you know what they what? Say? No news is good news.
What the fuck is your problem, you little shit?
You're making it up.
You're never gonna make it.
I can see it, the reflection of the phone in your eyes. It's your Uber Eats app.
Nice try, you little fuck.
It's a lie. You're lying.
God. All right. So this the time's already passed. How easy was that?
That was really fast.
Was that? A walk in the park?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be like for you, my friend. That's exactly how it's going to be like. Now, let's plug all your cool
we
shit.
Did.
No, you didn't say your social websites
yeah,
where
did.
They could get merch, future
all
future shows.
Oh, at jetskijohnson.com. Here, I'll show you.
Well, let's. Can we do a formal announcement? Let's not. Don't just sideswipe it.
Well, here.
I love your Silver Surfer nail polish.
Thank you so
show
much.
Show the camera the Silver Surfer. Boom.
It matches my trumpet.
Right there. Let me do the. Let me plug it. Then.
Okay, start in there, Irvine.
All right, so Jetski Johnson is going to be at the Irvine Improv August 3rd. Get your tickets today at jetskijohnson.com. August 7th and to the 9th, Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky. Get your tickets at jetskijohnson.com.
There's so many dates. Maybe just
August
read
15th,
the cities.
St. Jose Improv, San Jose. I said St. Jose. San Jose. Get all your tickets at jetskijohnson.com. JETSKIJOHNSON.com. Again, JetskiJohnson.com. Get your tickets today. These are all affordable prices. Get yours today at JetskiJohnson.com.
What about
so once you
cities?
Start getting ad reads, could I help out with that?
Yeah.
That was a good... Did
what
I?
What about the rest of the cities?
There's so... Oh!
Just read the cities.
Ontario Improv, August 17th.
Just the cities.
Ontario Improv, Salt Lake City, Utah, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Get all your tickets at jetskijohnson.com.
Yeah.
Get yours today, folks. Was that good?
That was great. You got a little country there.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mind it.
Oh, it's because of the Kentucky thing. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. Part three, subscribe and support her podcast. Watch out for me being her third to fifth guest on her on Jet Fuel, on the Jet Fuel podcast, folks. Okay, I'm putting out the good energy right now. The Jet Fuel podcast, hosted by Jetski Johnson.
Did
right
you know
here.
This is the first place I promoted it?
That's what we like around here.
Yes, sir.
Exclusive shit.
Exclusive.
To help, look at it. You're ready to get out of here, aren't you? You're looking, you're rubbing your eyes. Okay, patreon.com/stevieweeby. Help, you know, become a member today. Also, I'm live streaming every Thursday at youtube.com/stevieweeby. All my music is at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Okay, we'll see you in
London.
London calling.
Is this the Beatles?
No, it's the Clash.
Oh, same thing.
Let's just pretend it's not the Beatles. London calling. Do another one. London calling. London calling. London calling.
I'll drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt, it wasn't all my fault. Walking like a badger and my stature is so short. The camera tends to capture tiny ball on tennis court. These words stay, don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music passed away. We gotta make a move, my little dude, fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a scud, that's a cue.
Little rain.